Yeah, with one hand. Me don't pick your panties. Me don't pick your English.
Like, Daddy, you do speak English. You don't speak Spanish. Oh, me don't pick your panties.
Go yeah. pick your panties.
Don't do it, Daddy.
Try,
you
panties.
Know, you ever
everything came
you
together.
Start talking
in
the accent. You ever talk to somebody in the accent?
You be like, man, I'm trying to find, you know, this restaurant, you know, and they be like, I'm trying to find restaurante,
still English.
Start, you start, but you go right into that. It's like automatic.
I kid you not. When I was in school, I was, we used to be in a movie company. So, and you know, Hispanics used to work. So some of them had really strong, barely speak English. And man, this white dude came on for the first day. He didn't know how to deal with him. So he was like, he was trying to tell the dude, hey, go get the bed upstairs and take it to the truck. So he like,
oh, Lord.
Arriba a bed el truco.
Totally wrong. And totally politically like, correct.
That
incorrect.
Is not Spanish
el truco. At all.
Arriba el truco.
Totally wrong.
Arriba.
Thank you guys for joining us in the booth today.
I'm like, bro, yeah.
Please like, share, and subscribe to the show on
Facebook.
Hey,
y'all, the thoughts of you.
Yes, YouTube, and all podcast platforms, including Spotify, Google, and Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, and if you would like to advertise or sponsor the show, hit us up at intheboothpod@gmail.com.
Thank you, In the Booth Band.
Thank y'all for everybody that's been showing love to all the music that we've been putting out. The latest EP is Worshiping 808.
Yeah.
We also dropped Yahweh. There's a song at the beginning of Yahweh that my wife does that just remind me of school, of the Spelman Glee Club and Morehouse College.
The Pickety Thirds.
Bruh.
No,
she,
no Pickety she Thirds.
Did, no, you, yes, you did. You did one in there.
Oh, I did, yeah.
That oh, you did Pickety Thirds?
Yes.
Oh,
it was,
man.
It was nasty, though. It was so, I mean, so artistic, and it shows, like, it's just so many gifts, man, that don't fit in the Sunday morning, you know, that we have to start exposing. And that, like, that. So Yahweh.
Yeah, when you told me I want you to do a song for the Yahweh project, that's the first thing that came to my mind. Like,
yeah.
I don't use this. Let me use this one time.
Yeah,
classical
man.
Music, opera, all that.
That junk is yeah. amazing. So the first song on Yahweh is called "The Angels." Angels something. Angel Melodic. Angels worship or something. Yeah.
My name.
Yeah.
That one.
No,
oh,
not that one.
No.
Angelic worship or something
yes.
like that.
You say angels in the culture. Angels.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Sign my name.
And then we did a song
Lord.
Called. We did a song called. What's the song that Minion produced on us? Inside Outside.
Oh, yeah. I can feel it on the outside.
Outside. So Minion. My 14-year-old, who's really doing well, man, is doing his thing. And then we just released a single called Amen Right There with Everett Drake and the legendary MC Nice. Produced by my son,
yeah.
Minion. And
so, doing big, Sky Blue doing
yeah,
big things.
So that just dropped. So we're doing a lot of music. And then I got a funk project coming out of just
that
pure
mug
funk.
Is going to be so hot.
Yeah, we almost finishing up.
Oh,
on it.
I'm so excited.
Just funk, bro.
It's gonna be dope.
And this year I'm just dropping music, man. No
so
rules,
happy.
Just dropping music. Whoa. My wife just
finally.
I'm just to the point where we make it and put it out. There's a song that we what's the song that me and you doing
oh,
Protect Your Energy.
Yeah.
And this music is so I'm excited to just be doing music with no rules and not worrying about charts and stuff. We got music that does do charts. We got music for that. But other stuff, man, we just wanna put a lot of music out. So that's what we're doing in this season. I got a song called This Season too.
I hope it ain't like that though.
No, it's not.
This season.
What's the song we just made up?
So what we talking about today?
I just know that he had a dance. What was you were doing a dance? You gonna love the Lord.
Yeah.
Bet your bottom dollar, you gonna love the Lord. Bet your bottom dollar.
Yeah, old school.
Bet your bottom dollar,
you gonna love the Lord.
Bet your bottom dollar.
We got Joker Dick gonna be doing that move too.
Bet your bottom dollar, you gonna love the Lord.
Yeah, Jay Smooth. Shout out to Jay Smooth that got a hit record. We're going to get him to do the high note.
Oh
yeah.
My God.
My wife don't like that move. Let me show y'all how to move.
No, sit down. Get
your bottom dollar. We going to love.
Tiff, come get your husband, please.
Like your skin. Like your skin.
Get
your bottom dollar. You going to love.
What are we talking about today?
That's going to be in your head all day.
No, it's not.
Bet your bottom dollar.
No, it's not.
You going to love the Lord. And then we're going to have somebody to talk, baby. We bet your bottom dollar that you're going to love the Lord.
Anybody before.
And you ain't never loved the Lord.
Before. You going to love the Lord.
I bet your bottom dollar.
I bet your bottom dollar. Not your top dollar, but your bottom dollar.
That you're going to love.
What is a bottom dollar?
The Lord.
Yeah,
your
make
last
sense.
Dollar.
That what it is?
Your last dollar.
Bottom, okay.
Yeah. They talk about the bottom line.
That's I bet your last dollar.
Yeah, your last
dollar. Love the Lord.
Yeah, I bet your last dollar that
you're
going to love
the Lord. Your last dollar, you're going to love the Lord. Okay. Not all the rest of the money, just the last dollar.
That's so annoying.
It's gonna be in your head all day.
No, it's not.
It's gonna be in your head all day.
I rebuke that for you.
I bet they put it in the chat right now. Bet your bottom dollar, you're gonna love the Lord.
With the move.
Bet your bottom dollar.
We could just move on. I would be. So dumb.
Let's go.
So dumb.
Grandpa, we need you to get on this, man. Yeah,
you can sing.
He can sing. Baritone.
What?
We need Grandpa to come in there. Bet your bottom dollar you gonna love the Lord.
No, just him.
Her dad can sing. Your mom singing the choir too, though, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, your mom. She's trying to say your mama.
Different. Yeah.
What? I want to hear your mama
sing. I
want to
hear your daddy sing.
Your daddy can sing. I got a record.
We like Barry White.
Yeah.
I got a record.
Did he look like Barry White?
That my family recorded. I recorded it for Kingdom Business. This is, I did record it for Kingdom Business, but it didn't make the record. But I love the record. It's called Better Than Good, and my dad, my mom, her dad, her mom, is all singing on this record in the background.
Oh, wow.
It's the only time that they met. They met one time.
They met that day.
That day. And I made them go upstairs and sing.
Yep.
We was in Fiddler's Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
And they sang together that song. And I can't duplicate that sound because, you know, but my mom is on it. Her mom is on it. Mm-hmm. Dad, I got them all in the studio to sing the chorus. And it's just so rich to me. But I could hear different voices in there. I could hear your dad, my dad. Mm-hmm. And I got them. So I got them one time singing together. It was awesome.
But you still
dad,
got it?
Yeah, I still got the song. I don't have the files, so I can't mix it. I can't do nothing with it. No. I can master it and just put it out. But there's certain things that's level-wise that make me cringe for not putting it out. But I can still put it out.
Yeah.
I can put it out as is, as a vintage record. But
I bet we can find it.
I got, you know, the files.
What do you do, Pro
Tools? Was I on Pro Tools? Yeah, I was on Pro Tools.
I bet we can find it. I bet you can.
Well, okay.
On one of them hard drives.
I don't throw nothing away.
You don't.
But the hard drives.
Nothing. This man.
No.
This man probably, he probably still got that Pillar Boy suit. From
what?
The what?
Your Pillar Boy suit from 4 years old. Sitting.
Oh, you know, but you saw that.
What?
I had a pillow. It was a potato. they dressed me up like a potato, bro, at 4 years old. Yeah, that's what I thought
you're talking about something else.
I'm talking about the wedding.
Oh, the wedding with the. Okay, nah. I had it. They made me a potato, bro. Start the show, man.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, man, they dressed me up as a brown potato, bro, looking like a turd. I was walking down the aisle looking like a turd, but sad.
Who I deal with that?
My mom dressed me up as it wasn't Halloween. I don't know what it was. They were dressing everybody up. But they dressed me up. I think they were doing the different states. And I was the Idaho potato.
Oh, my God.
How you in the Idaho?
Yeah, bro. Walking down the aisle looking like a straight turd. Everybody looking at me laughing.
But like noodle, bud.
Oh, my God.
Noodle man. No, potato.
So I thought you were talking about that. Yeah. Like, nah, man. That wasn't no pillow. That was a turd.
Oh, man. Let's talk about these fake nurses, man.
Fake nurses.
Yes. Three Florida nurses.
Man, why you always giving Florida stories, bro?
Bro. What other one just Memphis yesterday?
You don't ever get nothing happening in Atlanta.
Whatever the lead news is. Bruh,
so you saying that, you know what? CNN is happening in Atlanta. And they'll never
talk about Atlanta.
Yeah. All the crazy stuff that happened in Atlanta.
I go on with the lead news.
Bro. Right, right.
Florida nursing schools. So, but you only pick up on that stuff. They ain't even pay attention that it was Florida. So why I got to be Florida all the time?
But you always do that.
They ain't even paying attention, bro.
It's Florida. That's the first thing you say.
Okay, three nursing schools. So, there you go. Three nursing schools. So, 7,600 fake degrees for $15,000 a piece.
What? Over a period of how long?
I don't know how long, but that's a good amount of time. 7,600 degrees got to be a good amount of time.
Alert in Miami, where federal authorities announced more than 24 arrests in a ring that sold fake nursing diplomas nationwide. And there are more arrests to come. Local 10's Roy Ramos is live with this developing story. Roy.
Nicole, this was a $114 million scheme where nursing schools based right here in South Florida sold those fake diplomas at $15,000 a pop. Those students would then take that diploma and in some cases obtain nursing jobs without even having the proper training. U.S. Attorney for the Southern District, Mackenzie LaPointe, surrounded by federal agents to announce the results of Operation Nightingale, a scheme where fake diplomas and transcripts were sold to thousands of people across the country in order to work as registered nurses.
The last thing we want to learn is that the nurses administering the medications, the ones charged with carrying out doctor's order, took shortcuts on their clinical training and used fake nursing diplomas to get their licenses and jobs.
That's not comforting.
Unfortunately, thousands of people have taken this shortcut.
7,600 that federal agents are aware of. 30% of those who purchased the $15,000 fake diplomas went on to sit for state exams, even passing them.
Use those fake credentials to sit for state board examinations, obtain their nursing licenses, and ultimately get jobs at hospitals.
We learned the three.
Wow.
Wow. Boom. Yeah. I'm suing everybody.
Yeah.
Bro. Well, you can't really.
What if your family member passed away because you did something that caused more harm,
or you know what I'm saying? You did something that, and you're involved in this? Oh, yeah, I'm suing. Yeah. Because you put somebody that was unqualified to administer something that required a qualification to do it, and you didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm. How much? It said $14 million.
Million, yeah.
14 million. That's 7,600 times 15,000. That's what it is.
It's probably more than that. 114 million.
They finna lose billions, dollars, though. They finna lose billions. But
I want to know, how did they find this out?
I want to know. Well, it's always a whistleblower that didn't get his cut. Somebody that didn't get their cut. Somebody that was printing up the whatever, and they shorted somebody
$10,
and that's the whistleblower. Like, you know what?
But do you know how scary that is?
What?
That this story.
That you got unqualified 7,600
nurses.
Yeah.
Registered. That mean they everywhere.
Yeah.
That means
could potentially be right across the street at Piedmont. That's like you all over the nation. 7,600 nurses. Like, and then what happens now? Do they come out of Do they have to go back?
Do they stop working?
Do they stop working?
Go back to school?
Do they come out the force? Like, yeah,
they got to come out.
Yeah, like.
Now you got a nurse shortage. I love sunflower seeds. Listen, y'all, trying to talk through. See, that way they don't. That's mumble mouth. And by you seeing lips, doing like this right here. They're either chewing tobacco or eating seeds. Now, these are the best seeds in the whole wide earth.
Well, that joke is stroking, boy.
The best seeds in the whole wide earth.
And they'd be all over the earth after
my,
you get
my
done.
My sister know how to put like a pack of seeds in one cheek, eat them, and put the unused in the other one, and look, and can have a conversation with you at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, country, but.
Yeah.
Very.
My wife said
just
that
talked
she,
about pickled feet.
She said she woke up with a seed.
Stuck to my face. I don't even eat seeds. How are they stuck to my face?
I wasn't eating them in the bed.
Yes, you were. That's not funny. Hello,
seed mold right
there. That's not funny at all.
I don't know how that happened.
Matter of fact, give me
but anyway,
seeds.
Let's go to the story.
Please.
I think that number one, is this the only school that did that? Number two, is it only 7,600 nurses?
They already said that they know of.
That's what I'm saying. So is this bigger than
and
that?
And is this the only system that did that?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, how many nurses out there when you go into a hospital are not qualified
to be there? How does the hospital check?
Because like they got the paperwork. They gave them the paperwork, $15,000.
No, what I'm saying is, like, yeah, I guess, like.
Yeah, you show
you assume,
paperwork. Yeah,
you assume that they know what they know.
It's a degree. You got it. It's like you went to.
But they don't follow up with the school?
It's like you went to Morehouse and spam them for 1 year and then just paid for the rest of it.
I wish I could have. Yeah. But I went through the whole process.
Yeah. $15,000 for a Morehouse degree.
Yeah.
But they don't follow up is what I'm saying. Like, ooh, they come to you, look, I'm a nurse. I went to so-and-so school. The hospital doesn't check and see.
It's
like follow up and say, did this person go to school?
Why would
here?
You?
It's yeah, a degree. I guess it's like.
Why would you do that?
Because
when somebody come with
that's a very
a
strong piece of paper,
put,
though.
But it's the assumption that you know this stuff when you put a degree on it.
Yeah. Otherwise, you wouldn't need a degree. Anybody with a printer can do that
and just walk up there and say, I'm saying nobody's going to follow up. I can create a document that looks official.
Don't tell people that. Oops. Everything we got is official.
Yes,
it's back to I know her.
Yeah. But I'm saying there is a possibility of it happening.
Yeah, people
fix
can't.
It. It's a possibility. Oh, we can't. Well, now it's a possibility.
Yeah, yeah. We got the best license.
Fake license.
You want a real license?
Yeah.
Yeah, if your license is suspended, come holler at us. No, no.
Like,
we can't do
you need
that.
ID? Yeah, be a free license.
Yeah.
No.
Like, ask for somebody named Roy.
Yeah. Only 15. Yeah, we got you. Come on.
Yeah. Come to Free Life, ask for somebody named Roy.
Yeah.
No, don't do it. Cause somebody where's Roy? No,
like,
that's
no, there's no Roy.
But of all platforms, you can't do that there. Like a mechanic or something like something else, you can do without school. You can learn, you know, not in the medical field.
Right.
You can't do that there.
Man, when I checked my mom in the hospital, a young lady gave her, I guess when, you know, you.
And they gave the who? What baby that was? They gave the wrong stuff to y'all.
It was Dominion.
Minion.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. And
called oops, back and
about,
said,
oops,
"My bad.
My yeah. bad."
I'm like, "You bad?"
I was like, "Man." I can't go, like, I couldn't, that's one thing about me, I couldn't see any other kids get a shot because I couldn't stand to see them in pain like that, you know, so she went. And if I would have gone, I would have lost it if she told me that you gave my kid the wrong thing and he has to come back and get a different
right
dose
thing,
or something.
Right.
Yeah. Oh.
No way. And so, of course, he ended up being all right. But That could have been one of those nurses, you know, that just did whatever. You know, people, now there's on-the-job training, but you're right, not for nursing. You got to come nursing, with a certain amount of knowledge.
Something else, you know.
But what I was saying, my mom, they gave her something, and she called it. She was like, did you just give me the such and such, or are you preparing? Like, you can't make that for me. I need the other one. You're like, oh. It was, you know what I'm saying? And so, and
that's scary.
There are people that do that every day. No. You know, they'll check it off as a practice, you know?
Yeah. And a lot of that is protected under that, too.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you...
Like, bruh.
If I go to, I was
just practicing.
Yeah. If I go to a doctor, I'm coming with an expectation.
Right.
That you're supposed to be in, like, here.
I mean, you have good students and bad students.
But if you're a passing student, like, you have to qualify for this, is what I'm saying. Like, it's just certain things. Pilot? Nope. Can't do that. Mm-mm. Nope.
Right.
Can't just pay $50,000 for no pilot. Like,
right,
no,
that part.
No, you got, it's certain, no. It's certain jobs.
But that
no,
could
you
be happening.
Got to go through.
But they still do, like, you still got to prove what you've learned in the air as far as flight hours with that. They should,
you
got
to go to flight school. Like, you can't pay for a pilot
license.
But
what I'm saying is, even on the job, before you go on the job, you got to fly with somebody to prove what you have done, or you got to.
Well, you got to do it in every situation. They got to know how to fly through certain type of weather.
Right.
And if something happens, contingency plans.
That's after flight
school.
Learn that stuff, but you go on. You got to have a certain amount of hours that you've flown a certain type of plane or what have you. And so, you know, I don't know if nurses can go through stuff like that. Now, there's so many hospitals that need nurses, and there's such a shortage, you know, in certain places when it comes to nurses. That's why people be sitting in the emergency room forever.
Yeah.
That, you know, they felt like they needed to cheat to get into the, because there's always somebody on the other end that's receiving this stuff. There's somebody that's pushing it through. You know, somebody's just making it. You got the school or whatever the organization was that was selling these illegal degrees. But then you got somebody that is accepting these illegal degrees, and they know. There's somebody on both sides.
Yeah.
So even some of the hospitals, I feel like, knew that these nurses weren't qualified.
Well, if there's 7,600 out there, of course somebody in the hospital know, because they one of them.
Right, what I'm saying.
You got yours too? Yeah, me too. Yeah, they one of them.
But
this ain't
like,
all at one hospital in Florida.
And
this
like,
is all over the country.
It'd be like, you know.
That's so dangerous.
But I mean, yeah, and you're in there with the doctor, and the doctor's calling out certain things that he needs.
And you don't know. And so you're going to guess.
Or you the doctor doing the calling out. Give me the scapula.
For what?
What is a scapula?
Oh, I mean...
what is a scapula?
The scapula. Yeah. The what?
For what? Yeah.
Well, the doctors, they said nurses.
But still,
I mean, and they prepared...
Would you feel comfortable now going in? Like,
me,
I'm be like Danny...
I trust God.
Danny Glow, but trust me. Cut me, I key.
Okay.
Start to hear right
there. All right.
Cut me, I key.
All right.
like what I said, Ike and Tina. If you die, I kill you.
Yeah, for real.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, but that's crazy though.
That's why you just always gotta pray. Yeah. You always gotta trust God, because sometimes
you gotta have integrity. Just like yesterday, you gotta have integrity within the system.
People so desperate, man. They're willing to do anything. At any time, like, and they just don't have a regard for human life. Like, you're not even considering the person that you're messing up on.
It's the same thing as on the police side. Like, you ain't beat nobody up, but you administer something wrong that could make their situation even worse.
Yeah. So and you don't care, and you cover it up, and people die, and you cover it up.
Yeah, and it's this big, and it's almost like a club.
Yeah.
Like with the police, they all in it, on it. Together.
But somebody getting ready to be sued, boy.
Oh, bro.
Jeez.
Yeah, yeah. It's a whole lot of digging finna happen. Like, a lot of paperwork finna come out. Wait. Okay. On this day, are they involved? Like, let somebody, what if you found out, man, my doctor is one of them?
Oh.
What you gonna do?
You gonna sue?
Yeah.
Everything came together. Be a lot of lawsuits.
All of that, whatever.
Them
came left out $140 million.
Oh, it's gonna be a
this is swipe that to all these accounts. Yeah, we gotta win the game by the money.
Yeah.
Then we hit them with a by the boom.
And then you know what it is when we in the boom. Now it's gonna be people suing that ain't have nothing to do with it. We're still gonna sue.
And y'all gonna all get the lawsuits and get $5. So don't do it.
Yeah.
Now they're
paid.
Yeah. If everybody come out the woodwork, you know, they do it based on how many people are coming in.
They coming after them. They after them.
We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Got like 5 digits one time.
Really?
Was she involved?
Yeah.
Really?
And she didn't have to go to court. It was just, her name was in it.